It's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right, so healing, it's our healing service. Sometimes this goes a little longer than our normal services, which are around 90 minutes, 100 minutes, etc. And we just love to create room for God to move. The last little while, well, you know, for years we've seen God do miracles in our service. You know, just it's been one of the things. Someone prophesied years ago over our church that the power of God would be a calling card of this house. And so we've seen that, a growth in that over a period of time. And it just seems like since the beginning of this year, God has sort of gone, okay, now I'm going to notch it up a bit. So God's done that. I'm going to notch it up a bit. And we've made room for that in every service. And we're praying for someone to get healed in every service. We're making room in our altar call. And numerous people have been healed. People like Pip, who we just saw. Just in a moment. So easy for God. In a moment. So easy for him. Biana, I know you, a few months ago, you'd been in an accident. You had restricted move. You had the nerves burnt to try and reduce the pain. You couldn't lift your arms in the air. You couldn't turn your head without pain. And you got healed. Just stand up and give us a stretch a wave and show that. So he couldn't do that. He couldn't do that before Jesus healed him. Got a number of people who have had migraines regularly, consistent, like every week, four, five, six a week, and have been healed by the power of God in a moment. We've seen a lady who has had 20 years of constant pain in her head, like the center of her head, 20 years since an epidural having her baby, and she has been unable, they couldn't shift it, and pain medication wouldn't touch it. But in a moment, the power of God set her free. She'd had spinal taps, right? She had all sorts of things to try and reduce the pain, try and get rid of the pain. They couldn't shift it. But in a moment, Dr. Jesus shifted it. In one moment, he did it. And that's our God. He does it all the time. And I want to just read three or four scriptures here that kind of talk to us about Jesus. And because it was one of the major things that he did wherever he went. In his ministry, if you followed Jesus around, you wouldn't have gone very long without Jesus doing some sort of miracle in a person's life. And so like here's one. Let's start with Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 to 3. It says, suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. It was a skin condition that meant they were isolated and kept away from everybody else because of this skin condition. And he knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. I think this is probably one of the things that many of us have this concept. I know God can. I know he can heal. I've heard about it. I've seen it. I know he can. But is he willing to do it for me? Is Jesus willing to heal you? It might be a question on your lips tonight. Is he willing? And this is his response, not just to that man, but to anyone who comes to him. Jesus reached out and touched him. He said, I am willing. God's willing tonight. He's not sort of like, oh, wait a few more months or a few more years. Do your penance. You deserve it. You earned it. No, he's willing. He's willing. And it says, he said, be healed, and instantly the leprosy disappeared. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 is a description of the life of Jesus, 3 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And it says, and you know that God anointed means put a supernatural power on. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. It was the mark of Jesus that he went around under the power of the Holy Spirit. You understand, Jesus is the Son of God who came as a man. He became fully man. He had the authority of God, but he became fully man. And he waited until he was 30 and he got water baptized. And in a moment, it was like there was a moment in heaven years, like at the beginning of time, and God said, the only way that I can deal with the problem of sin that separates people is for a perfect one to die. And Jesus said, I'll go as long as the Holy Spirit comes. Because it's three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I've heard people describe like the Holy Spirit saying, well, you go and then I'll join you and we'll turn the place upside down. And Jesus went for 30 years. He faced all these challenges. He grew up. And then at his water baptism, the Holy Spirit turned up. I imagine the feeling for Jesus when the Holy Spirit turned up. He came and clothed him with power. And from that moment forward, the Son of God with the authority over sickness and diseases and demons then got empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he began to move in miracles everywhere he went. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. What you have to understand is that some sicknesses we have are just from accidents, from things that have happened to us. They may be genetic. They may be just an illness or a disease that we've caught somehow. But behind a lot of sicknesses are what the Bible calls evil spirits or unclean spirits or demons. And so one of the things that you'll note about Jesus, if you read the Bible, is it says, and we just read it there, he went around healing people who were oppressed, squashed, restricted by the devil. In some places it says he commanded with a loud voice for the evil spirit to leave him. And so this is what Jesus did. So in Matthew 12, 28, they were questioning him and saying, how come all these demons are leaving when you pray for people? Maybe you're on their side. And he said this, but if I'm casting out demons, casting them out by the Spirit of God, see, Jesus relied on the power of the Holy Spirit on him and his authority, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. He was declaring that heaven had come to earth, that God's rule had come into the lives of people. It's the sign that he's come and what he did. And then the last thing that I want to just make us aware of, I'm not going to read the scripture, but there's a scripture, you can look it up later, and it's in Matthew chapter 12. And it talks about the concept that sometimes when an evil spirit is cast off a person, and then what happens when an evil spirit's cast off a person, instantly the pain ceases. It goes. The affliction goes. Whatever that condition leaves. Or sometimes that the thing that's been blocking natural healing leaves. And then a body can start to recover because there's been a spirit stopping healing. And so we get rid of that spirit. We cast it out. We get rid of that spirit. And then healing can begin, a natural healing can begin to flow, or supernatural healing can begin to flow into a person's body. What you've got to understand, though, sometimes, and Jesus taught this, he says sometimes the spirit leaves and it goes and wanders around because it's looking for something to attach to. And then it comes back with some other demon spirits to a person to see, are they empty and is there room for them to come back, or have they been filled with the Spirit of God? So one of the things that can happen, I just want to let you know, is you can get freedom and healing and you can get something broken off you, but then it will try and come back and try and make it worse for you. And so what you got to understand when that happens, so you've been free from a symptom, you've been free from some condition for a few days or weeks, what you got to understand is it's a little bit like the mailman who turns up with a package who can't leave it behind unless you sign for it. Have you ever had one of those packages delivered? It rocks up and suddenly you get this pain in your ribs that you got healed from. And you're like, oh. And your words are the way that you sign for stuff. And so you can go, oh no, it's back again. I thought I got healed. God, why didn't you? And you can start to go down that track. And by just starting to talk like that, you're saying, oh, I'm signing for the package. He has no right unless you give him right. So therefore, what you got to do when that comes is just let something fire up on the inside. Get the baseball bat out, not literally, but spiritually. The authority, if you're a follower of Jesus, you have authority over every evil spirit. It's the authority of every believer. And so you can just sort of stamp your feet and say, I am not accepting that back. I am not going to come under that sick. I am not going to accept those conditions. I am not going to tolerate those. You can raise your voice a little bit. You can get a little bit feisty and just go, no, I'm not going to accept that. And so there's an aspect, every component of healing and what we're doing tonight, together we're creating an atmosphere of faith for the power of God to flow. The power of God to flow into people's lives. This is not about me. This is about us creating an atmosphere for Jesus to release the healing that he's already paid for at the cross through all of us, okay? Yeah, that was it. Yep, don't sign for it. Don't accept it. There's a little bit of a warfare aspect to it. There's a little bit of a feistiness that you've got to have. Like, I'm not putting up with this. I don't accept this. This is not what God wants for me. This is not God's best for me. Jesus got, it's okay to get angry. Jesus got angry at certain things. He got angry at the religious people when they refused to get someone healed on a Sunday, on a Sabbath. It's like, why are you guys so all tied up with rules that someone could be free and healed right now of a condition that they've suffered for years? Don't be all tired. He got angry and then he healed. All right, so that's kind of where we're coming from tonight. Are we ready to go? Are we ready to...